It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Given that the word enormous refers to size, it seems perfectly logical that enormity would refer to size also.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Looks like we have a big topic, an enormous one, in fact. So why can't I talk about the enormity of the problem?
Well, perhaps you can. It may depend on what you mean by enormity. This came to my attention because one of my colleagues has very strong feelings that many of us are misusing the word enormity.
Well, if something is enormous, why can't we use the word enormity to describe a big problem?
You can if you use enormity to describe a problem and are making some kind of moral judgment about it. It's another thing if you're talking about, say, a topic or a building, and you're talking about size without making a moral judgment. So here's the scoop. There are folks who feel strongly that we should preserve a distinction between enormity and the state of being enormous. Enormousness, so to speak. If you look in a standard dictionary, you'll see that enormity is typically defined as something that is a monstrous offense, an outrage. It could be the quality of surpassing all boundaries of wickedness. Then, as a sort of usage problem, many dictionaries will note that enormity is sometimes used to refer to size. In fact, enormity and enormousness go back to the same root in Latin, meaning unusual. And when both words come into English in about the 16th century, they refer to something outside the ordinary. Both come to mean something wicked or evil. Early on, enormous comes to refer to size. Later, enormity also comes to refer to size. I wanted to look at how speakers are using this. I went into an online database, and what I discovered is that a lot of the uses of enormity are ambiguous. You'll see people talking or writing about, for example, the enormity of the suffering. And I think there, people are talking about the scope or size of the suffering, as well as making a negative judgment about it in terms of the fact that it's perhaps morally reprehensible. It also turns out that people say we should just use enormousness, but nobody uses enormousness.
So is anybody using enormity?
It looks like fewer and fewer people are using enormity. Enormity has declined rapidly between 1800 and 1950, slight uptick since 1950. But what has taken off since the 1940s, 50s is sheer size and sheer scope, the sheer scope of the problem.
Well, this has been enormously informative. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.